listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
For Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019, I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here.
And here with Michael Kelly as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. Now, it's been a month or two or three since I have been on. I've kind of taken a little bit of a break over the summer and so forth, and so I'm back this evening. And we're going to kind of be doing some things a little bit differently from here on out, just a little bit. I'm going to be kind of stepping away a little bit from the program. Michael and Dr. Hunter, Dr. Vicki, are going to continue to do the program as they have been, and I'm going to be back and have more of a targeted message, probably the first Wednesday of each month, but not necessarily, but probably that will be the one. But we'll announce it, you know, prior to, and I'll have a topic that I'll go over and discuss, so that will give me a chance to kind of put some topics together that I feel strongly about and passionate about. Plus, it will also allow Michael and Dr. Vicki to expand the program and maybe take it into some different directions that are a little more up to date and so forth. So, and as always, if you have topics that you would like to see discussed on this program or hear discussed, then don't hesitate to email us, and you can just send an email to admin@icmhchurch.org, or if you're a student at one of our schools, just use the normal email addresses that you use and it'll get to us. So anyway, that's that. I do have a kind of a special announcement I want to make though tonight, after frankly decades of studying, you could call it studying under me, my son Michael has earned his PhD in metaphysical science and also received his ICMH church ordination. And
yay!
So
I couldn't resist right there. I couldn't resist. I think it's so awesome, Michael.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's definitely it's an important moment for me too. It's been a long time coming, and it has a deeply personal connection, obviously. But thank you. Thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah, it has been a long time coming, and I'm very proud to be able to award Michael the doctoral degree and the ordination too, because he's come a long way in his life. He's a smart guy, and he's paying me to say this, just not enough. But he's got a lot of capabilities that, not so obvious sometimes, but they're there. There's a latent intelligence there that comes through every now and then. And he's uttered some profound things on this program, which I've written down, by the way, and, you know, for posterity. So anyway, congratulations, son. You've done a good job. You've earned it, and I'm proud to finally give that to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so that's that. Got that out of the way. There's two other things I want to discuss tonight. One is psychic blocks, and then the other thing I want to discuss, which has come up a few times, is the concept is a metaphysical degree a real degree? So first let's talk about psychic blocks. And I know two or three weeks ago you two both discussed psychic development techniques, and I got an email from one of our students in the UK, and she had a question for me, and I'm just going to read part of this question. She says she's in the course M7 at IMHS. It's on psychic development. She says, I'm having trouble getting past my mind to tune into my gifts, which once came so easily to me, although I'm fine doing things at home on my own, she was doing this elsewhere, this psychic thing. She says, can you please give me advice, please, on how you made the mind work for the intuitive without blocking your abilities? Can they work together? Or maybe share your experiences or techniques that help you to overcome the analytical mind and in order to tune in? And that's the essence of the question is, you know, how do you tune into your psychic abilities if you have an analytical mind, or how do you get the analytical mind out of the way? And this is something that I have discussed, we've discussed on this program in years past, several times, and I'm at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Vicky and let her comment on it, because I think she'll have some good advice for that.
Well, I think it's a great question, and it really is a great question. I have two answers. One is, first of all, we'll go through ebbs and tides of intuitive abilities. I've been doing readings for 45 years. When I tune into a client, I don't have a problem. Like I'm able to zero in, focus, and do the reading. However, I will say there's times when I have to work harder at it. And again, that might last 6 months or a year, and I'm saying, whoa, something's going on here. But the other is in my personal life, I'll find, oh, man, I'm not so sharp these days. Like, what's going on? So I think we have our own inner growth that we're going through, and the intuitive abilities kind of, they evolve. You know, I found that I could do things that I couldn't do before. I'd gone through this latent transition where I'm saying, man, something's off with me. And then suddenly I could do things I didn't know I could do. You know, like one day I touched somebody's hand and I knew what was physically wrong with them. And I went, ooh, that was new. You know, so I think that there's that we go through natural ebbs and tides. The analytical mind, we have to be very careful when we go into that left brain, because I think all of our sensory intuitive abilities, think of it as a local into the third eye. And when your right brain creative, and that's your natural propensity, intuition seems to come a lot easier, you know, because that creativity. Then, of course, we have to learn how that applies to life, the fundamentals, and being sensible, you know, practicality, those kinds of things, which then you're moving into the left side of your brain. If you are primarily left brain, you will have intuition. You absolutely will. But it's then tapping into the creative side so that we can use both sides of the brain together. Now, again, I really want to emphasize that we'll go through periods of time where we're more left brain. Like when I'm writing, I'm left brain. So what I've learned to do, and actually I didn't even realize that I was doing this, left brain really hurts for me. Like when I'm being analytical and pragmatic and studious, I'm way over there in left brainville. I found that I was going off taking breaks and doing art, like really abstract things. Like I paint, I sculpt, you know, I carve, I do a number of things. So when I write, I also go do artwork. And I balance those two out so that I'm accessing both sides of my brain. Ideas keep coming. My intuition is still active. And then, you know, it's being that center brain. We're letting it flow together. So if you are finding yourself getting too analytical, find something creative to do to balance that out. And intuition and your sensory perception will flow a little better. Now, if you are naturally, and like that's the way you function, is pragmatic, then it's art and creative things that allow intuition to flow. Your sensories, you know, your feelings, and kind of tuning in. And it just takes time. It's whatever we're naturally, I think, born with, because we each have our own processes. And again, it's not that anybody can be psychic. They can be. It's to what degree and in what manner. So if you've been studying, you know, the psychic development course, M7, then it's giving you all the different kinds of clairs, all the different, you know, so it's like a pragmatic study of what psychic phenomenon is with, you know, other little tips on how to do it, especially meditation. Meditation is really good for tuning in many ways. But it can be an altered sense. So I'm a believer in art, totally that. And art could be mechanics. Don't get me wrong. There's all kinds of art. You don't necessarily have to be a, you know, painting on a canvas. People do things that are creative. So whatever way you do. Does that make sense, Dr. Kelly?
Yeah, it does. And those are all great suggestions. And I might add one that kind of works for me is, see, I'm more analytical, and I've always fought this. You know, I've always felt that my analytical nature, my left brain dominance kind of kept me from really tuning into things. However, I've learned that it comes naturally for one thing when it does happen, and I tend to just know certain things, clairsentience. It's just I tend to just know certain things, and one of my gifts is in reading people and reading situations, and I don't have to be in front of them to read, you know, and perhaps it could be explained with picking up on very, very minute changes. But that's one of my gifts in doing that. But the other thing that I'm a fan of, because of hypnosis, is the mind is a visual. The language of the mind is visual imagery, right? Mm-hmm. And so, if anybody has this type of thing where their analytical mind is getting in the way, well, that's the whole point of hypnosis. So you could do a meditation, which is nothing more or less than self-hypnosis. You can do a meditation, quiet down, quiet the mind, and what I like to do is go down into the library of the mind. If you can call it whatever you want, special place, peaceful place, whatever you want, but I visualize things like switches on the wall, and you might visualize a switch or a volume knob or an on-off switch, whatever you prefer, and the label above it says analytical mind. And so you can, in your mind, visualize yourself turning off your analytical mind for the time as you meditate and then tune into things. And then when you're ready to go back to normal, you just go back in and flip that switch back up to normal or analytical mind. That's just one visualization, but you might try that and see if that doesn't help.
Dr. Edward has asked about, so is Course M7 a primer about human psychic abilities or an actual training course to develop? You're the best one to answer that.
It's a primer. It's not a primer. It's a course. It's designed to develop psychic skills. It's a starter point, you know, to train how to, as you said earlier, discusses the clairs. It discusses, basically, it's a psychic development course, and it's got a self-hypnosis guided imagery audio that goes with it that will help you to develop that aspect of your psychic ability too. So I hope that that our answers have helped. And the student who asked, Deborah, she's in the chat room, and it's good to see you. I know it's the middle of the night for you, but it's good to have you here. And if you have any follow-up questions, Deborah, or anybody else for that matter, don't hesitate to put them in. Michael, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I was just going to add, as I've talked about before, I definitely don't have anything along Dr. Hunter's ability when it comes to, you know, that intuitive psychic sense. But, you know, I do feel like I have moments of intuition, and I've always had to balance that out with my analytical mind, which I can be very, very analytical. But what I hope to achieve is a balance and to be able to blend, you know, intuition, to use that kind of emotional right brain intuition to inform the analytical mind, like I think you were talking about earlier, Dr. Hunter, and striking a balance between those two things without. But I hope to not necessarily turn it off, but leave it on, but let the intuition, let the right brain guide and inform the analytical mind to come to a reasonable conclusion.
Good point.
And if I can add, I really like your switch visualization, Dr. Kelly. I do that. I can see the mid-worlds often. I had to learn to tune them out because you can get bombarded with that stuff. But I almost, it is kind of what I do if I want to see those beings in the mid-worlds. That makes mm-hmm. if that that's the best way to describe it. And I have something in the email that was mentioned about fairies and little people. When Harry Potter came out, I went, oh, somebody knows my world. You know? And so if I turn on that switch, then I can tune in to what's there. Or maybe there's nothing there, and that's the point. So it's, oh, I got no little people around right now. You know, and it's just being as disciplined as possible, because you can't go 24/7 full steam ahead on intuition. You can't. That's the point of being grounded into practicality, sensibilities, ethics, morality, you know, and having a good, well, it's knowing the wisdom of how to be in the world. So I just wanted to add that.
Good point. So hopefully those tips helps and can help you continue on your development. All right, so let's switch gears to the next and final topic, really is on the question of whether metaphysics degrees are real degrees. This has come up a number of times, and I had an email just a little while ago this evening from a student who's joined us tonight, and he had the unfortunate occasion where he was discussing, telling a coworker about it, his achieving his bachelor's degree in metaphysics with it, IMHS, and other coworkers overheard and basically started denigrating him and putting him down and that kind of thing, basically saying that they're not real degrees, yada, 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 yada. And, it's tough to take that. It's tough to take it. And it's the height of ignorance for people to do that. And so I wanted to just bring up the topic again because I know a lot of students hear that from well-intended friends, family, and coworkers, and you're going to hear that. So if you're a student who's heard that and it's discouraged you, I want you to sit up and take notice and listen, because what they think is none of your business. The fact of the matter is that secular degrees, which are the traditional degrees you go to the universities and colleges and get, that's a secular degree. Our degrees are non-secular. They are religiously based. They are different, and they are used for different purposes. And the nature of getting non-secular religiously based degrees is different. The process is different. They're not nearly, they don't take nearly as long to get. Because, well, for a lot of reasons. First of all, the educational system how do I even put it? It's bogged down. It's heavy. It's not light. It's not easy. Most people don't even continue. And to get their bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees can take years and years and years, and you end up studying a lot of stuff you never use. And it's hard to do. You need to get that education for certain things. If you want to be an astrophysicist, then you need to go to a traditional college. A metaphysical degree is not going to do it for you. If you want to be a chemist or biologist or any of those, an attorney, doctor, any of that stuff, a medical doctor, you got to go to a traditional secular university to do that. Metaphysical schools are more spiritual in nature. We teach things that the other universities don't teach. We teach spiritual counseling. We teach life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis. We teach paranormal research. And a lot of people will say, well, that's just all a bunch of pseudoscience. Well, it's not pseudoscience. And just because a lot of people believe a certain thing does not make it so. Look at religion, right? Look at religion. So, and to say that for a person to put down another person saying that's not a real degree and all that, it's unconscionable. It's not kind. It's not very nice. It's ignorant. And so don't let you as a student, you're studying this, don't let other people decide for you which is good and right for you. You make that decision. And don't let what they think change you, because we don't want to have them esteem, right? We've talked about that a lot too. Them esteem is simply means I only feel good about myself when I'm doing what other people think I should do. Self-esteem is internal expectations and validation. Them esteem is external expectations and validation. Self-esteem means that, you know, I have my own expectations of what I will do, and I validate myself. I don't need people to tell me I'm doing a good job to feel good about what I'm doing. And so that's what I want to encourage. Now I'll switch it over to Dr. Hunter.
Well, I found the single best way to shut people down when they don't know what I'm talking about as far as my degree and my ordination. It worked. I went, oh, wow, I should have learned that a long time ago. I have said, and this just happened a couple of months ago, I said, well, it's like if you want to be a Lutheran minister, you go to school and you get your ordination of that church. I went to this university to get my degree to be ordained by this church. And they went, oh. And it shut everything up. That was it.
Well, in this case, you know, there's no ordination involved, but that for this student because he's doing paranormal science. But
yeah. But
that doesn't matter. You can't go anywhere else to learn this. And the way we teach it, it's not a bunch of foo-foo stuff. It's grounded. It's down to earth. It's objective. We try to make it as scientific as possible because something's going on out there. And these same people who put others down, put the students down, they're the same ones who go and believe in all kinds of wacky religious stuff like Noah's Ark and that kind of crap. You know, I mean, but nobody ever says a thing about that. Oh, that's okay. That's accepted. Do you see what where I'm coming from, folks? Go ahead, Michael.
Its age gives it legitimacy in the eyes of many. You know, that's just the thing. The difference between a lot of, well, how do I say this? People did not widely know enough about the world and reality around them to call BS when they heard it back in the day.
Yay! Yes.
Well, that's still pretty true a lot today, but it's gotten better. That being said, you know, I was going to touch on a few things, you know, throughout this. I mean, reiterating things that you've already said, but this, you know, everything for its purpose. Everything, you know, this degree has a purpose. Its point is to help you as an individual grow, be a critical thinker, be a better human being in your society, in your community, in your life, to have a better life. And of course, you can focus on different things, different aspects that interest you and that you really want to pursue and go down that path. But again, just like you had said earlier, these degrees have a purpose that is different from a secular college. And I will tell you from personal experience that, frankly, you know, the humanities are grossly neglected when it comes to universities these days. Everything is focused on grinding out essentially workers to fit specific roles without giving a broad common sense education background. So this is kind of a, you know, even if you did want to pursue a secular degree, this could be a supplement to that. This is about you, your life, who you're going to be.
Yep.
And that's its purpose. You have other degrees for their purpose and that use. This is ours, to make you a better human.
Well said.
And the other thing that we teach, too, are common life skills. And, well, they're not common. They're uncommon life skills, you know. We teach life skills. That's what we teach. And you can't go to college and learn this stuff. You're not going to go to college and learn how to be more assertive in your communication skills. You're not going to go to college and learn how to have better relationships. You know, protect your boundaries. You're not going to learn how to do so many things like spiritual counseling. You're not going to learn how to be a real life human being and help other people. That's what we teach. We teach so many life skills. So people can poo-poo this. They can put down our degrees. but we don't just hand them out. You gotta earn them, and you do that through study, through application of the principles learned, and then you earn that degree. You know, I can't do it any other way. So the bottom line is, if you are a student who has been subjected to this kind of ignorant discussion, you can just remember, it's not about them. It's about you. It's about what you think is right for you. It's about your spiritual journey, your path to walk. And everybody has a right to walk their path without judgment. And you can also take Dr. Hunter's advice too, and just tell him, I'm studying to do this, and this is a school that does that. I can't learn this at a regular traditional college. So, and you don't even have to say anything. Remember, assertiveness is I win, you win. And assertiveness means and basically stipulates that if you don't want to reply, you don't have to, because it just doesn't matter, folks. And you get to a certain age, I don't know what it is, you get to a certain age, and you just don't care. You guys can all just laugh at me all you want. You can think I'm the biggest idiot on the face of the earth, but because I just don't care. I'm too busy making a positive difference in the lives of others on this planet while you're tearing them down. So you just let it go and you move on.
Yeah.
Or you can just give them Dr. Kelly's phone number. Here, call this number and you talk to him. Yeah, you know, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know.
All right. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps anybody who's having a problem with this. You got to get a little bit angry at the injustice of it, because nobody has a right to hurt others. Nobody has a right to put others down. That's just wrong. And you think it's so ironic, don't you? The very people who put these down the most are the very people who need this the most. And yet they have no clue, because they're clueless. They're oblivious, right? Oblivious. They don't know. And that's what we're here for. We're trying to help people grow in awareness. And then they don't have that awareness. And it doesn't mean they're terrible people. It just means that they're ignorant on it. And that's a problem on the planet. You know, there's a lot of it. So,
as you said, you know, everybody generally is doing the best they can at that moment.
Yes. Yeah.
And before we move,
resources they have.
And before we move on, I was going to make a couple of points. And one, I think it bears saying, Dr. Edward in chat noted that people need to realize that many secular universities, the system is a business, and that's especially true of the last 20 years. I mean, it's just an objective truth that the cost of, you know, mainstream secular education has skyrocketed, far exceeding normal inflation by many, many times. It's almost tripled in cost for somebody to go to even a state school. So the reality is that if it continued on that trend, and if there weren't other alternatives and things for people to develop more critical thinking skills and life skills like this, you know, this school and metaphysical humanism, they wouldn't have access to it at all. And again, you know, it's a pretty big umbrella, but it is teaching you how to be a better human being. That covers a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, don't let them push you around out there, folks. That's what I say.
Yeah.
We know what we're doing.
It's none of your business with me.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I did write in the chat, if anybody would like a card selected, now would be the time, from our Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards. So, anyone. We have quite a lot of active talking in the chat. You know, I'd like to mention Dr. Angie, who is a great communicator with critters, and she has the animal communication course on IMHS and TFU, is saying that she tunes into animals way easier than people, and very slowly she realized that she is using intuition for, you know, what's the vibe in a room or where things are, and it's just she wasn't fully conscious of that. She just prefers animals. And so, I mean, I just had to throw that in, because everyone has their own strengths, but we do have it all. I can tune into animals, but it's really hard work for me, and I don't always get anything. So I'm really good, I think, with actually my cat. I don't know what my cat wants half the time, usually a treat.
Who does?
I don't get cats most of the time, but dogs I'm pretty good. Horses I'm awesome. Oddly enough, I really like cows. And, you know, it's strange, but a lot of critters, you like to tune into a rabbit, it's not going to happen. I don't get it. So everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses. So we are off to a good start here. Michael, maybe you'd like to choose a card for Dr. Edward.
Well, I'm always more than happy to pick a card for Dr. Edward. And tonight, I have number 36, Gratitude. That one, great card. I don't know that we pulled in a little while. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
I love that card. It's great. Wendy is up next, and for Wendy, I selected number 40, relationships. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless of who it's with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship or to the relationship of one thing to another. So when we're talking relationships, that's not exclusive to just a you know, life partner. It's friends, can even be family, but also things. Like, how are those things relating in your life, and how's that working for you? And look at the win-win. So I think that's a great little message. So however you relate to that, Wendy. I can relate to that. So, you know, we've had a lot of people in the chat and a lot of activity, but not a lot of people asking for a card tonight. So that's all right. Michael, would you do me a great favor and choose a card for me, please?
See, I was going to ask you to choose a card for me.
Hey, we're on the same wave.
All right. All right. I have number 8, Balance and Order.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
All right. With this card, balance and order in life or a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once the order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
Well, I can relate to that. I've been looking around in my house these last few days. I have so many projects going on that I'm messy, and my brain was starting to fry a little bit. So I realized I think I better do some organizing. So good card for me right now, Michael. Thank you. But for you, Michael, I pulled in the wild card.
Careful, this
suit
is going to dictate the rest of my life.
It is. Number 8, freedom.
All right.
Yeah. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. That's one of my favorite lines, if anything. Free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. That's a pretty powerful message, Michael.
That's pretty powerful. And I feel pretty good about myself saying that that was going to dictate the rest of my life. So that worked out for me.
Well, and, that's a good...
It really hit home, gosh darn it.
Yeah, that's great.
And, you know, it's a great card to wrap things up on, too, because we've been talking about freedom, essentially. Mm-hmm. Psychic freedom we talked about, and we talked about freedom from what others think when we discussed, you know, are metaphysics degrees real? And so that's what this is all about. That's what this program is all about. It's what our schools are all about. It's about freedom. It's about freeing yourself to move on to higher levels of awareness, higher levels of enlightenment, to continue to grow. So if you are a student who has felt blocked or distracted or trapped or whatever, you know, allow yourself freedom to go back and get your degree, continue studying. And when you've gotten your doctoral degree from IMHS or TFU, that's cool. Continue to learn. Continue to grow in other ways, but don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody hold you back. You got to go for it. You got to embrace it. You got to go after it. And you get that inspiration, that motivation. You go after what you want. So
it's been great to have you back tonight, Dr. Kelly.
Well, thank you. And I'll be back in a month or so. I think Michael wanted to make
awesome
an announcement. Yeah.
Well, again, it has been a great discussion tonight. It has been great to have you back, and I'm excited. You know, it was a big night for me too. And on that, I just need to make one announcement before we wrap things up, and that is that we are going to be taking a little break next week. We're gonna be playing an archive. I'm gonna look back at some of our previous broadcasts, and we'll announce it well ahead of time. But I'm gonna look for what I think is, to me, a particularly interesting topic. So I'm gonna be the sole judge on that one. I'm gonna be I'll be live streaming that next Wednesday, and then we're gonna return as normal, Dr. Hunter and I, on the 16th.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks everybody. We appreciate everybody's kind time and attention. Tuning in tonight, those live, those on the archive, we appreciate you all, and let other people know if you find value in this. Till next time, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.